Comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short have joined forces for their hit show, An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life. It will be the finale of the Tanglewood season on September 2nd. Martin and Short will be joined by the Grammy Award-winning bluegrass band Steep Canyon Rangers, as well as Jeff Babko. Audiences can expect an afternoon of nonstop laughs as the duo recall their iconic careers, creative influences, and most memorable encounters. It is uniquely presented through a blend of stand-up, musical numbers, and conversations about their lives in show business. Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I have one question about that. You said an afternoon.
Yes. Well,
You were
performing at 2:30 in the afternoon.
I had no idea.
Have you ever performed this show at 2:30 in the afternoon?
I just assumed it would be in the evening.
So the show is still called
That's
An Evening
like right
With.
After lunch. an afternoon with.
Well, let me just quickly say welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being here. Now that I've dropped that bombshell on you that you'll be performing in the afternoon at Tanglewood. Do you think it'll make any difference of performing in outside in the daytime as opposed to doing it at night?
Sure will. You never know. You never know. But actually, no, Tanglewood is covered, Marty. It's like the other places we've played.
No, it's going to be great. I've only heard such exciting things about Tanglewood. Steve's played there, but I haven't. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So how did the show come together originally? The two of you have been obviously friends. You've been working together for a long time. How did this particular show come out of that?
Well, we did it. We closed the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in 2011, and it was just a one-off of us interviewing each other. And we had a great time, and it was fun, and it was successful. So we said, let's do it again. So we did it a few more times, and that slowly evolved into, let's do a real show together.
Yeah. And it was fun. You know, I think the biggest change is when I first came in, I didn't bring my band. And I was out, I was on the side of the stage watching him because Marty had a very developed one-man show, so he could pull material from his one-man show. I didn't. I had a band show with, you know, I did a lot of jokes and things. And I thought, I've got to contribute my half to this. I said, we got to bring the band. And then that was actually a really good thing because it wasn't just about me playing music. It was about enlivening the show. We now have play-on music, play-off music, funny songs, you know, what do they call those? Musical stings.
musical stings.
Yeah, you don't want to do an evening without some musical stings.
That's right. And I assume, after all these years, there would be a great comfort in the two of you working together in the sense of there's a trust there.
I would say that's true.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what it would mean to be untrustworthy. I guess that would mean, no, your partner's not living up on his end. But that never happens, obviously.
But obviously you both, as you say, both you and Martin Short have both had very successful solo careers. And then when you come together, you are working off someone else, which is different.
You know, I hosted the Oscars 3 times.
Yes.
And the first time, I would say I'm not terrified, just nervous. Nervous. The second time I hosted, I was nervous but less nervous. The third time I hosted was with Alec Baldwin. And I kept waiting for the nerves to come, and they never came. And I looked at it later and thought, oh, it's because I had a partner. I had, you know, someone to work off of. And that's exactly the way it is here. I've got something to work on. It's not just me out there alone.
Martin, what do you think the key in it working for the two of you and working for the audience, what do you think there is that makes it work?
Well, I think there is a genuine comedic chemistry that works with us. That's why we want to do it. I mean, Steve and I could be very close friends, but not particularly click together on stage comedically, and we wouldn't be doing this show. So part of it is, you know, pragmatic, and the other is that it is a great hang with everybody, the band, Jeff Babko. We all have a great time with each other. It's fun to see each other, and I think that translates to the audience.
And also, Steve, what you were saying earlier is really when bringing in the band, that makes it a very eclectic show as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because I'd say that probably 90% of the audience has not heard bluegrass music. And what happens, I found, is you don't have to like bluegrass music or have ever heard it before, because the musicianship of these guys is so high that it's like watching a string quartet. Even if you don't like the music, you can appreciate so much the musicianship. And also, bluegrass music happens to be very lively, too. But we don't really devote too much of the show to music. We devote it to comedy, and then there's maybe 1.5 serious moments of music.
So when you have a special like this that is, it's now on Netflix, I assume, so this show is different than that then, right, Martin?
Yes, I would say it's already 50% different than that, because we've been trying to make it different, you know. But in the same respect, you can't assume that everyone in your audience has seen, studied, and memorized your Netflix special.
Yeah.
So you don't want to not give them the best level of show that you can give them. So it's a fascinating combination.
But wouldn't you like to think that? That everyone had seen it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, wouldn't you like to think that everyone had... Yeah, seen and memorized your special?
No, I wouldn't, actually. That means 50% of it would be old to them.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's old anyway.
When you put together what goes into new material, Steve, do you take care of what you want to take care of? Martin, you take care of what you want to take care of and then bring it together, or do you work on it together?
I think, you know, Steve is, without question, the strongest writer, so there's everything I'm doing I kind of run past him.
Of you to say that, but that's not true, but anyway.
It's true. And but I think that it's collaborative, and then we're the kind of the boss of our own little turf, I guess. I'm not going to say to him, Steve, no, not. I don't think the banjo tonight. It's not going to happen.
And as you said, Steve, I mean, even though you have, there may not be a ton of music, but you're still very comfortable in that. I mean, now that has been a large part of your life for a good part of a decade now, this going out and playing with the Steep Canyon Rangers and what...
That's true. That's been a great... that was a very accidental thing that happened, but it just really worked out for both of us. Both, it made me a better musician, and you have a great band to play with. You know, it's just, you know, if I write a song, it can sound very dopey just playing it alone by myself in my living room. And I take it to the band and I say, what about this? And then suddenly it really comes to life. It's really it's really enhancing what they bring to the music.
What kind of routine do you have? Like, bring us through a performance day. Is it a rehearsal? Is it just going out? Do you go over notes? How did the two of you go about your day?
We definitely rehearse. We meet for rehearsal around 2. We do a sound check. We rehearse any new timings, any new bits. And it's always together. And then we definitely go over notes. We're at a stage right now because of Netflix where we're moving a lot of things around and digging through old material to see if, well, maybe something could work here to help this transition. So, yeah, we're always working.
And Martin, how about you, for you?
Well, on the show, what we're doing, we're always trying new things. That's the fun of it, trying the new joke, trying a new bit, experimenting. If it doesn't work, we immediately know it and it's gone.
Hmm. And you know that, as you say, you know it immediately when you perform it, and sometimes I guess you'll even know it before that, even at rehearsal you'll know that.
Well, yeah, if you're in rehearsal, then you won't do it that night.
When you go out and the two of you are on stage together most of the time?
No, I would say
we each have our own dedicated segments of about 15 minutes, I would say.
Yeah.
We're out there all the time together, except for our 15 minutes alone.
And when you're out there together, how much of it is a partnership, and how much of it is, you know, just two friends, two comedians who are a bit of a series of one-upmanship, if you will? Is that a safe thing to say, Martin?
you know, I think it's, I don't think it's really that thought out that way. I think it's just we perform jokes that we find funny and make us laugh. And then if they make the audience laugh, they get to stay in. It's about as deep as that.
And you would agree with that, Steve?
Yeah, well, you know, I just don't, we're just out there with the same goal. You know, the all the competition is fake. You know, it's done for humor.
Yeah, none of it's real. We're not competitive with each other. So that is why, as I say, these are jokes. Structured jokes.
The first time, how did the two of you meet? Steve, how did the two of you meet?
We met on Three Amigos, and Marty came to my house to pick up a script. And I think, was Chevy there, Marty?
No, just me.
No, yeah. So it was just
then we had a lunch. The next day we had a lunch.
Wow.
No, that's not true. Not the next day, but once now I was in the movie. I wasn't in the movie when I picked up the script.
Yeah, right.
I was between me and Carrot Top, and you still weren't sure which color of hair you wanted to go with.
And then you got it. And then when you work together like that, then how, and then we would see the two of you around. You would do different things, right? I mean, you would occasionally come out and do things together, right? After that movie.
I can't remember. I don't think we really started doing things together until we had had our show together.
Yeah.
And we became a kind of ad hoc comedy team.
Yeah, but not before that. I mean, possibly we showed up at the same award show for someone or something.
Yeah. When you say ad hoc, you like it that way, right? I mean, there's a little bit of everything and bring it to the table and see what happens?
Kind of, yeah. But when we work on the show, we're quite serious about it. It's not
sure.
We never think, oh, let's just try it. We really consider it, and we certainly wouldn't put in a 3-minute bit without a lot of rehearsal.
How does it affect other aspects of your careers? And I guess Steve, I'll start with you in the sense of if you want a new album and put out a new album with the group, you can still do that. If you had a recent play, of course, Meteor Shower on Broadway, so there's still the time to do the other stuff.
Definitely could do that, but I don't really want to. I'm really happy dedicating my creative time to this. And not mixing it up. In fact, I was kind of relieved when the Broadway show was finished and when the Broadway play was finished. I was relieved. I thought, now I can actually dedicate a lot of time to this thing we're doing that we like so much.
And Martin, did you feel that way as well? Of kind of put things aside to just dedicate to this?
Well, I mean, you do have to. You know, especially this in 2018, we're performing 4 and 5 and 6 shows this month, probably 9 shows a month. So you can't really commit to, you know, I'm going to guest on Will and Grace. I can do that, you know, but that's about it.
Steve, do you want to be on Will and Grace?
Yeah, you can be on Will and Grace, too, if you want.
Yeah. I have no time, actually, to... go spend, you know, 24 hours in a television studio or it's a great part of my life. I have a 5-year-old child and I'm just less career motivated than I used to be.
And yet still very, very active in a career, right? I mean, and still get to do that too.
That's true. We're very active. We're busy. We're busy. Yeah. We're kind of unknown busy. We're like, I mean, we go out and do these shows, which are, I love that the shows are analog. And you buy a ticket, and you go in and you see it. And there's no comments.
No.
You know?
No.
I don't know. I really like the way it is.
And does that harken back to kind of your beginnings in comedy? I would think for both of you.
Certainly for me, it started. Yeah. I started off, you know, doing stage shows in Toronto.
And Steve?
And I, you know, I started doing stage shows at Knott's Berry Farm. So, yeah, I guess I would say so. Yeah.
Steve Martin and Martin Short, an evening you will forget for the rest of your life with the Steep Canyon Rangers and Jeff Babko. It happens at Tanglewood on Sunday, the 2nd of September at 2:30 at the Koussevitzky Music Shed in Lenox, Massachusetts. Tanglewood.org for more information. Steve Martin and Martin Short, a great pleasure to have you both on. Thank you very much for taking
the
time.
Thank you so much.
Be well.
Thank you. We enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Again, Steve Martin and Martin Short, an evening you will forget for the rest of your life, even though it happens in the afternoon, Sunday, September 2nd at 2:30 at Tanglewood, tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.